This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and a delegation of Republican U.S. senators are in Ukraine's capital. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky met the delegation on the streets of Kyiv. Video posted on his Telegram account shows him greeting Republican leader Mitch McConnell, along with Senators John Barrasso of Wyoming, Susan Collins of Maine, and John Cornyn of Texas. In an Instagram post, Zelensky calls the visit a strong signal of bipartisan support for Ukraine from the United States Congress and the American people. The Senate is working to approve a nearly $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. Passage was delayed Thursday by Senator Rand Paul, also a Republican, who's demanding an inspector general be appointed to scrutinize the new spending. I'm Ben Thomas.
India banned wheat exports without government approval on Saturday after its hottest March on record hit production. The move was a blow to countries reeling from supply shortages and soaring prices since Russia invaded Ukraine in February. Ukraine is a major supplier of wheat to the rest of the world. The announcement drew sharp criticism from the group of seven industrialized nations agriculture ministers meeting in Germany, who said that such measures from India would worsen the crisis of rising commodity prices. The spike in prices, exacerbated by fertilizer shortages and poor harvests, has fueled inflation globally and raised fears of famine and social unrest in poorer countries. It has also led to concerns about growing protectionism. Indonesia has recently halted its exports of palm oil. India is the world's second largest wheat producer. It said factors including lower production and sharply higher global prices meant it worries about food security. VOA News. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban unveiled their first annual budget on Saturday. Officials said it will be fully funded by domestic revenues. It faces a fiscal deficit of nearly $500 million. Deputy Prime Minister Abdul Salam Hanafi told a news conference in Kabul that his interim government foresees spending about $2.6 billion this financial year. He said Afghanistan expects to make about $2.1 billion in domestic revenues at this financial year. He did not explain how Kabul plans to bridge the gap between proposed spending and expected revenues. In the United States, supporters of abortion rights took to the streets across America Saturday to make clear their anger that the Supreme Court could soon strike down the constitutional right to abortion. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
In D.C., thousands marched from the Washington Monument to the Supreme Court, chanting abortion is health care. At a rally before that, Representative Barbara Lee told the crowd she takes the fight personally after having an abortion as a teenager when it was illegal.
I know what it's like to worry about your medical decision becoming criminalized.
The Democrat from California is urging protesters to take this fight to the midterm elections and beyond.
If you take away our rights to make our personal decisions about our bodies, we will see you at the ballot box in November.
Around 400 bands off our bodies rallies were being held over the weekend. I'm Julie Walker.
An anti-abortion rally in Zagreb, Croatia on Saturday drew crowds of several thousand, according to AFP, as activists in the largely Catholic country warn of an erosion of women's reproductive rights. In Croatia, abortion is legal until the 10th week of pregnancy. The rally on Saturday took place amid public outrage over a case in Croatia where a mother was initially refused an abortion after her child was diagnosed with an aggressive brain tumor in the 6 months of pregnancy. Doctors said the fetus would either die or, if born, would have serious defects. They advised the woman to seek help in neighboring Slovenia. And protests over soaring food prices continued in several Iranian cities on Saturday, according to postings on social media. An Iranian lawmaker told a local media outlet that one person was killed in a demonstration in the southwest. The protests were triggered by a cut in state subsidies for imported wheat. And recapping our top story this hour, U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and a group of Republican senators are in Kyiv meeting with the Ukrainian president. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.